Alligator Blood lets down now. Catalyst is sticking with him, and they were followed by Chenia. Alligator Blood at the 200 metres, about a neck in front. Catalyst on the outside is sticking with him. Alligator Blood at the 100. Catalyst digs in. They're stride for stride. Alligator Blood and Catalyst. Alligator Blood just in front of just one. Alligator Blood has beaten Catalyst. Bring on the guineas. Chenia third. Soul Patch, Dallasad, your deal.
Matt Hill's call of Alligator Blood and Catalyst. It was a brilliant finish there. Run of the line over the last 300 was spectacular. David Taggart from The Odds Couple and SEN Racing is about to join us. Matt Hill said, bring on the guineas. Well, it's Australian Guineas Day tomorrow at Flemington. We'll get to see Alligator Blood and Catalyst go at it again. Back to your calls shortly. 1-300-736-736 on the open line. Thanks to Werribee Kia. We'll come straight back to your calls. I'm down at Werribee here next week, so I'll let you know which day, and hopefully you can drop down and say hello. David McDonald down there, if you drop into Werribee here in the next couple of days, make sure you ask for David McDonald or say hello to the team, David McDonald and Janan and the crew. They'd love to see you. Plenty of stock, plenty of sportages, and the new Seltos coming through as well. But before your calls, David Taggart from The Odds Couple joins me. Welcome to you, David. Great to have you on the program.
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne. That call, that still gives me goosebumps. And he hit the nail on the head. Bring on the guineas, and we've got that tomorrow.
Yeah, speaking of hitting the nail on the head, how often can you hit a horse in these day and age? And I'm sure the punters kind of wanted everything that could possibly be got out of Catalyst to be got out of Catalyst, but it was a bit of a controversial finish after the finish.
Yeah, it was. James did get suspended for his ride for the misuse of the whip. Which was actually a bit surprising, considering at the top of the straight, Catalyst had Alligator Blood cold, and he got off the canvas to win. And I'm expecting a little bit the same. I think we have another match race. I think Alligator Blood will go 2-0 up on that. Everyone's talking about the kilo swing. You know, they're back to the set weights now. Catalyst had to give him a kilo last time. But I think there is a lot more improvement in Alligator Blood, as he was 5 weeks between that run. So no doubt in Catalyst will also be improved, but I see Alligator more out of that last run.
And he draws
better again, of course.
So where do you think they'll settle? So where do you think they will be in relation to each other out of the jump and maybe 400 from the end?
Yeah, I think they'll take up the lead. I think it's going to be very similar. See, the forgotten horse is the CFO winner in Alabama Express. He's drawn out. I can see him being posted out three deep. And if he's going to work, he'll have to go forward from that outside gate, because I think Alligator Blood is a better horse just tucked in behind him, not leading. But in saying that, I think Pug Maloney will want everything to go right, and I'm sure if he's in for the fight, he's on the right horse in Alligator Blood to do it, and that's why he'll probably lead.
And the rest of the races on the card, I'm sure there's some other good ones, even though it's the Alligator Blood Catalyst start time that I'll be looking at to make sure I tune in for.
Well, we've got the Group 2 Blaney Stakes. It's a race probably at the Enigma horse could pop up and win, Sosie Bond, but I'm with 50 stars. And, of course, I tipped you last time, Sylvia's mother at Caulfield, Blaine. She duly got the money. She goes around again in the fourth. She's about $2.50. She's undefeated second up. She hits this race second up, but it is the first time at 1,400. But don't worry about that. It's going to be a soft seven. She draws one. She'll get the run of the race with Dwayne Dunn. So that's my best tomorrow. Race four, number two.
Nice work, David. Looking forward to the Odds Couple. SEN Racing back tomorrow. Can't wait for it. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Dwayne.
David Taggart from the Odds Couple. Thanks to Identifiber, hazardous material testing, identifier.com.au, identifiber.com.au is where you can go to check out Identifiber in detail if you've got some hazardous material that needs testing, and if you're concerned about unknown odours at home or in the workplace, you can call Identifiber as well. Take a little break. News coming up. A few more of your texts coming through as well on the team name down in Tassie. Southern Islanders keeps propping up, so that might be something that it ends up being. One person saying that they believe the team's name is the Hobart Chargers. So there's a few different options there. The Tassie Rockets, Tassie Islanders, Tassie Spirit. If you do know what the name's going to be, if it's not the Chargers, as one person seems to think they know, then give me a buzz. 1-300-736-736. It's great to have your company on Dwayne's World. Terry Wallace, not far away. We will talk a little bit of soccer with Scott Jamieson, Melbourne City captain, but plenty of AFL still to come your way.